There we go.
We all set?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll call the August 6th Select Board meeting, Sheffield Select Board meeting in order at 5:58. Any additions, deletions, or amendments to the agenda? Bobby, are you an addition?
I'm another, yeah.
I think she's under a planning commission.
Oh, she's planning commission, okay.
I don't think we do, but that doesn't mean that it might not come up later.
Any correspondence?
When I remember, no.
Okay.
Okay, so the local emergency management plan. We have to sign, there was no changes to the last gazillion million years of it. And I believe Walt is the only one who has to sign it, to be honest with you. So the big things are, what we changed was, like, is Aaron Stetson's our new EMD, so that's in there. We added a couple things about what the building has available in case of emergency, you know, like it's got copiers and phones and blah, 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 blah. But other than that, it's basically the same thing as it's always been.
Okay.
So I'll put the date in, but I just need you to sign it.
Do we need a motion, or can I just do it?
Yes, please do a motion.
I will make a motion that we accept the emergency management plan as written.
Okay, I second it, and I will sign it.
Yep, down here.
Yeah. There you go.
And today is the 6th, right?
Yes.
All day.
Okay, and then the next is the food pantry contract. I don't know if you guys want to take a look. I don't think we need to read the whole thing for the record.
You can put it in as a paper for the record.
You can read with it. Look over your shoulder.
Yeah.
If you have time, you can
go back for
the discussion.
Sure.
Yeah.
And my thing with this, Terry, is that as we go forward, if there's things that work for you or us or whatever, and we can change this every year until we get it right. We just wanted to have something, because I know that, like, with the extra refrigerators and freezers, like, we wanted that, and then the smoking, that's a big thing. There's no smoking on town hall property. Mm-hmm. And the traffic, those were two big things we wanted to make sure were covered.
Absolutely.
And I had mentioned to Megan, yes, if you guys are okay, do we want to make a motion real quick?
Yeah.
Just so we can accept the agreement as written, I guess.
Make a motion to accept the agreement as written.
Seconded. And I'll sign it.
The cleaning. So because Sarah left, we had to hire a cleaner. And to help keep costs down, that's why it's in there, that we just ask that on the weeks you guys have food pantry, that you sweep and clean the bathroom, you know, that sort of thing, so that we don't have to have the cleaning lady come in every week, because she's not the same rate.
Yeah. Understood.
And we're trying to keep within budget. And so, Terry and Mike, you guys can sign it, and then hopefully Megan will stop in.
Yeah, that's what she had said, that anybody else that's a signatory will just swing through and...
Right, and then once everybody signs it, it gets recorded in the town record book, because I note it, and it will be in the folder, because I noticed there's been conversation about who owns the tables and that sort of thing, but we don't have, literally, we have nothing, we have zero food pantry information in the folder, so that's why we asked Colleen to, especially because all the tables are labeled Sheffield Town Hall, if the food pantry bought them, I just told her, I was like, just show us some invoices that prove to us that you all bought them, so we know. And then we can make a record of it and then put it in the agreement.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if you guys own them, if for some reason you guys decide to move locations and you take all the tables, we would need to know
some,
that.
Yeah.
Right. We would need to be able to fix that.
She's going
to
be turning over the records to me. I think she's got them back 6 or 7 years anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if the what things are in there, but I'll peruse them when I get the...
Yeah, so seeing as how you're there every food shop, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, this, you'll be able to, and once it's signed, or even before you leave, I can give you a copy of it, and then once it's signed, I can email it round. So you guys have a signed copy by everybody.
Yeah, the only one who wasn't on email is Tony, I think.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And obviously Cindy's not here yet, so,
yeah,
you know, there's we haven't got all the signatures yet.
Yeah.
But... Like I said, we didn't have one. We didn't have an agreement. It was all handshake. So I was like, we better write something down just so that if an issue occurs, like we have something written down.
Yep. Sounds good.
I'll skip over the next one and go to the Planning Commission.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Because then...
We'll get to the other.
Yeah.
We try.
So last month, I know that Carolyn had talked about the initiative. And I didn't know if you guys don't have any questions, then, I mean, this is what we agreed we would sign last month. We're just actually having it this time. So, but I don't know if there's any additional questions after reading.
After reviewing it, I did have a couple, because it does talk about it basically the building being leased over to a trust.
No, leased by you, by the town, to a trust, which does not exist yet. We're trying to create a community fund, and that would be the entity that you would lease it to.
Gotcha. I just, because I know we didn't really discuss anything about it being leased out or whatnot, because my concerns are who owns the building. Obviously, it's a town building.
Yeah.
But if it's being leased and run by another entity, it's, I you know, I did read it.
Okay, you have.
Right, and I know you're probably throwing you on the spot a little bit here, because I know Carolyn probably has really a lot more of the information, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But that was my, I think, my biggest concern. You know, not that I'm not in support of it, it's just, I'm just kind of curious to see how that's supposed to work. Is there a fee involved, or does this mean the trust is going to take over all aspects of managing the town hall?
No, because you're still going to have income from any rentals, from the food pantry rental. It's all going to go directly to you. We're leasing it for the purposes of, you know, trying to make it more of a community center.
Then the lease will have to be explicit.
Right.
Absolutely. That lease is going to be something that we negotiate with you, and you're totally in charge of, you know, in control of your end of what you want.
Okay.
And it's, you know, for a finite period, presumably.
Well, like I said, I mean, I'm definitely in support of trying to get more in the terms of grants and working on it as a community center. I just want to make sure that we've hit all these questions, because I know when I first read the email through, and I'm looking at them, wait, leased out this, that, you know, let me just make sure I'm understanding this.
I had the same reaction, actually.
So,
what?
Yeah.
I think there's two things. Number one, we get to say something about the trust agreement itself, creation of the trust. I presume.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
and then we get to play in the development of the long-term lease. So there's
would be the trustees?
To be determined.
That's TBD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because kind of my thought is, seeing how the town owns the building, wouldn't the select board be the trustees?
That's why
I
said there's two issues, there's two agreements here, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
One is the establishment of the trust, and we should have a role to play in that. And certainly the lease.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a 501c3 that we use as a vehicle to raise money for the town.
Right, I understand.
But, I mean, any involvement with the select board would be welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I think at this stage of the game, we're just looking to get the states, or that higher level group of people that we're applying to, to recognize us, not even as a 503c3.
501c3.
Yeah, well, I can never get that right.
I know.
But they're going to be the guidance, if you will, for the whole initiative. And I think that basically what they want is to hear from the town that you support this.
Right.
Via this. And then once it's approved at that level up there, they're going to make themselves very much available to all of us in the development of this. And I would wager things like creating a lease, things like who does what, when, and why, they're the ones who can guide all of us on that part of it. So it's not going to be a locking heads or locking, ramming heads.
I think it's more just making sure, community members, people from other towns can still rent it.
And the income all flows to
the state. Yeah. And the state may have some rules that need to be put in it. So, it's at this stage.
The thing that I like is that it's non-binding.
Yeah, that's what they want.
We wait further development.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what they're looking for at this point.
So I'll make the motion to go ahead and sign the letter.
Seconded. Done.
Thank you. Can we leave that with you for Cindy's
signature?
Yes. Okay.
And then do you want me to email it? Once I get her signature, I can scan it and email it around?
Yes, I don't know what, and I think I need to download that onto the application.
Okay, so I will email it to you because that'll make it easier for you to
save it
and then download it and then upload it to the application.
And you'll keep the original.
Just I'll put it in the folder.
Okay, excellent.
I'll start a community initiative folder and put it in there.
Okay,
thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That was a lot, sorry.
Yeah. Can you guys keep the
Maybe we should send you to shorthand. And then there's going to be conversation about the Vermont Municipal Employees Retirement System. I don't know if you guys want to hang out for that whole conversation.
Yeah. We don't want to talk.
I was going to say, it's not going to be super riveting conversation.
All right.
But thank you for everything.
And, thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you. And like I said, once I get signatures, I'll send both of those things out.
That'll be great. Appreciate it.
Cool. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Do you want me to put my chair up?
No.
No, no stay.
You stay right there. Bye.
Thanks, Bobby.
Okay, so we've kind of talked about this a little bit. So Mark requested, when Mark was with the town of Wheelock, they're part of VEMERS. And so upon employment, he was required to take VEMERS. And
that would be like Wheelock.
Yeah. So how do I want to start this? So we are not currently a member of VEMERS. Once we enroll in VEMERS, we are enrolled for life. We are not allowed to get out. The contribution is 5.5% of the employees who are in its payroll. Okay. Now, once we're enrolled, those of us who are already here can be grandfathered, so we have the choice whether to take it or not. But any new employee gets no choice. They are required to take it. And thus, we pay 5% of their payroll.
Mm-hmm. So wait a minute. So the contribution for VEMERS is 5%?
5.5%.
5.5% out of the employee's check?
No, I think it's
5.5%.
Just out of us.
Just out of us.
Just out of us. Okay.
And then.
And nothing out of the employee.
That's how it feels right now. Obviously, if it were something that we were deciding to go through, there's a lady that works for VEMERS who can come to the meeting and explain it in way more detail than I'm going to have.
All right. Now, other options for the record?
So,
what other options do we have?
We could have Mark start an investment account, a Roth IRA,
or a 401k.
Go through Fidelity, the bank, whatever, Schwab, all those sorts of things, and then we can, if you will, contribute directly to him. Because VEMERS, you don't direct. You don't contribute to the employee, you contribute to the fund. So the, what we're contributing now pays for those people who are retired now. It's like right. Social Security. So we could have Mark do something like that, and then we could say, okay, Mark, we as the town will contribute up to 3%, 2%, 4%, whatever it might be.
Whatever we agree.
And then he can choose whatever he wants to do. So if we'll contribute, if we will match up to 2%, he might say, I'm going to contribute 2%.
He will contribute out of his pay.
Correct.
A percentage that he decides on.
Correct. And
then we can make a contribution up to a certain amount that we decide.
Correct.
A certain percentage.
Right.
And then we decide, you know, like, well, if he chooses to go the investment route, then, you know, you make a decision in November. Well, instead of getting an hourly raise, you're going to get this much percentage. And then how many? And then each year you can go back and say, okay, this is how much we paid the investment account. Yeah. This is how much do we want to give him a raise? Mm-hmm. Or yeah.
I'll shortstop this whole thing. I am very much opposed to the VEMR system.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not fair to either the employee or the town, frankly. And I am very much in favor of an individual investment account, whether you call it a 401k, whether he decides to do a Roth, whatever.
Right.
I agree 100% on that.
And you know, it's
for
whatever
me,
he decides.
Right, and for me, part of that is VEMRs, you have to be 65 before you can retire. And what the lady was saying to me when I was speaking to her is that in the next few years, they could change that to 70.
Yeah.
I'm not...
So I feel like him having...
I'm not a fan of having the government in charge...
Of your retirement.
Retirement funds. Okay? I mean, I get some, obviously, in Social Security. But, you know, hey, what are they going to happen? Don't know. Anyway, I'm not in favor. I'm in favor of the individual being in charge of how much he or she is comfortable contributing to whatever account they set up. And then we have to decide what percentage that will match.
So obviously pay and that sort of thing is you guys motion and make those decisions in November.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
So by then and through discussion, if you want to talk about it again in another meeting, I will have numbers like this is what Mark makes in a year. This is 1%, 2%, 3%. So you guys will have the information you need to decide whether...
Right.
What percentage you
I'm
want to match to.
I'm not worried about that.
No.
Yeah. You will do that individually.
Absolutely.
Now, have you had any discussion with Mark about this?
I have not. Because he requested that we become a part of it so it can be contributed to for him. And so I made the calls to the state to find out what that entails. Mm-hmm. And that's when I found out that it is something you're enrolled in. Like, you don't have a choice. The employees don't have a choice whether they take it or not. Like, it leaves the choice very much in the state's hand instead of the employees.
Do you need any kind of a motion to go talk to him?
I don't think so.
I don't.
If you want me to talk to him, that's fine. I could also say I could talk to Mark, because Max is his direct supervisor. I mean, granted, probably be easier for me just because I was the one who talked to her on the phone. So I know more of the information.
I think you could. I think...
I don't mind having a conversation if you guys would like me to, because I obviously see him more.
And I don't mind telling him we are opposed to the VEMR system, period.
Now, we're not opposed to investment.
But we are,
right?
You know, in favor, if they wish it, to have an individual account.
Right.
And we would contribute to that.
Okay.
And find out what he says.
Would it be just the road crew, or could any of us do that?
My sense is that once you start, you start.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I can call balls everybody.
Okay.
Because we might have a second taker.
Well, I like the thought of it because, you know, I think especially folks that are giving a lot of their time to the town, you know, a lot of their life to it. I mean, look at Max, 40-something years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's... Plus, we have to be competitive to attract new employees.
Correct.
You know, so I think by having some sort of retirement, plus doing it the way we're discussing it right now versus VEMR's, it keeps that local control.
But also keeps the employee in control.
I want the employee to be...
Well, I mean, the local is as in employee percentages and...
Right.
Period.
Exactly.
Right.
Period.
But I like the fact that A, he's thinking about it.
Yes.
It's okay.
And B, I like that you all are willing to do it as well. Because I think, like, I feel like we are the poster children.
You're talking to the choir.
Yeah. Like,
don't build the clock, just go do it.
No. Okay, so...
Now, I have to say, I'll answer Felicia's question, at least in my own mind, that once you start, then any employee can avail themselves of that same system. I don't think that that should apply to elected
officials. Right.
Like, you know,
us.
Eric, me, well, I don't
collect
anything anyway. So.
But even still, it's, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you don't, like, to me, you don't make enough to warrant
it. Well, it has nothing to do with how much you make, just, I think.
Well, like, for example.
I think it's inappropriate.
But for example, like, I'm an elected official.
True.
So, you know, like, if you...
call it elected official. I just...
Right.
Stipend versus salary.
Maybe we'll... Yeah, because it's...
Wage.
Right. It's hard, because obviously if you have somebody who's like Kathy, who was here for 30 years, she would have definitely had enough for a retirement.
We would, you know...
Yeah. When we get that bridge, we will make a policy and a procedure for that. And I can even start drafting something like that now.
We can ask Willock. Maybe they have one in place.
So maybe, you know, like, I could try to have that ready for October, and then you guys can sign it, and then in November you will have discussion about payroll.
I'd like to know next month
if he's willing
to do this.
Well, I'm sure we could talk to him, like,
I'll talk to him on Monday. I mean, we'll know, like, too soon.
We've got a month. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're not going to meet till after Labor Day, so.
I'm pretty sure.
But I just like a sense of where he is on the issue. That's all.
Okay.
And I got to believe he'll be okay with it. Yeah. We'll just then.
Would he be able to roll, you know, outside the balance, could he roll his VEMR's over?
No, because I don't believe it's
VEMR's
like that.
VEMR's is an individual. It goes into like a pot. And
I would imagine he
like
has...
Social Security versus like an individual account.
So, dumped.
Right. I don't know if it's the same as like what I had with the state police where you pay into it and you're not even vested in it for 5 years.
Right.
That I don't know.
Okay.
I'd have to ask VEMR's more questions, but it sounds like it's not something we're going to do anyway for me to call them back and find out.
No.
And if he wants to roll it over, he can absolutely call them and figure out if he's allowed to do that or not. So the second part of that retirement, and I didn't think, I know I wrote this down because I remember it while we were talking, is that I had a thought.
That's dangerous.
It can super be dangerous.
I will second that.
Stop it. So currently, we pay Max's Medicare, and then it's Part D.
So health insurance, 100%.
Health insurance, right. His currently, like, because Max is where his health care is covered 100%. So I thought that seeing how we, till now, don't have a retirement system, if we wanted to entertain the notion of Max's retirement being his health care.
When's he gonna retire?
He mentioned it to me is he's like, I would like to get at least 1 year in the new building. So he could be
super
short.
And that's a decision that'll be a year.
So housing group. So like if you're, you know, like me, when I'm mowing the lawn, I think about the randomest things. So I figured I would put that out there as a, you know, think about this as how we're thinking about it. Like, what do we think? Kind of deal. Not a decision. Kind of deal. Yeah.
We'll think about it.
That's all I can ask.
Anything else tonight?
Cindy said she was headed on her way, but I don't think she's going to make it.
I don't think she's going to make it if this is the end of the meeting.
I think she will not.
She was
because I'm about to make a motion to adjourn.
And I second that and do it 6:23. Not bad.
Perfect. We kept it short, even with one relatively long item.
Well, no, but a serious item.
Oh.
With a serious